Hey everyone, this is Karen Waxman, founder of Retail MBA. I've taught tens of thousands of product companies across the globe on the subject of selling to chain stores and retailers in general. And today I want to talk about the container store because a lot of people ask me about specific retailers, and I'm always trying to give you quick tips and strategies on how to make money with these particular stores. So let's talk about the container store. So I love that store because number one, they have major stores. Their stores are large. And the reason I like that is because that means that when you put a new product into that store, you know, the buyer has some wiggle room. They can test out new products and so forth. Whereas other retailers have very small spaces in their stores. So they have to be really, really strategic about, you know, what products they put in there, more so than a store that has, you know, some big space and some more wiggle room. Now, both of them, you know, both types of retailers, you know, have their own criteria and so forth. But the general concept is it's a big store, big room, have opportunities to test new products, great for the inventor, the product company, and so forth. So that's, I really like the container store. I also have had clients who, you know, sold products to the container store and worked with them for years, and you know, they're generally nice to them. They were a good partner and so forth. So again, I feel really good about the container store. So let's talk about what is the one thing I can tell you about the container store? Well, here's the thing I would like to say. So when you are searching around online and you're trying to get to know the container store, one thing that I thought was kind of unique to them is that they actually have a vendor page where vendors or potential vendors are actually like asking them questions. And so if you do a Google search, container store vendor or something like that, you'll see this page. And essentially all it really is, hey, you know, here's what we're all about. And then people are submitting questions and someone's actually responding. Now, most chain stores don't do that. So I really appreciate that, you know, the container store is taking the time and effort to respond. Now, are they saying anything magical to these vendors? Not so much, but it's still, you know, a nice gesture. It does say something about the organization. I really like that. So one of the things you'll notice when you're looking at this page is that you'll see a lot of people saying, you know, typing in, I have this great product. I want to be a vendor. What do I do? And so what they say every single time is send an email to this place and then we'll review your product. And guess what? That is what all chain stores do. They either have you go to a vendor website to fill out a form about your product, or they'll give you an email to submit your product online. So this is very, very common. So what the container store is doing is very common. And most people who have a new product will go, and your competitors especially, will go to the website, fill out the forms, follow protocol, because the container store said to do that. And they go and then they wait in hopes that, you know, the retailer would be interested in their product. There's nothing wrong with that, although my strategy here to tell you is that sales professionals, people who sell to chain stores, don't do that. They do not fill out or submit a product online or submit a product randomly to an email. They don't do that at all. The sales professionals know that by doing that, they kind of limit themselves because who knows who's behind that new vendor request or whatever. It could be that somebody's reviewing these products and I'm sure they're looking at these products, but you know, the problem with that is that you kind of want the particular buyer who's responsible for that product to review it. And sometimes you don't always know if that's actually happening. Sometimes they just have to, you know, they get so many vendor requests, they just have to, you know, create a protocol and that's what they do. So, and part of the time it's like you're submitting this product online, you don't get a response for a while, or they say no to you, you don't really understand why. You know, there's just so many variables as to sending your product out of the cloud and hoping that somebody responds to you. The sales professionals don't mind filling out paperwork once they know there's interest, right? So what they usually do is that they actually reach out to the appropriate buyer directly. And the reason they do that is because they know what to say to these buyers when they reach out to them directly. There are some things to articulate and ways to prepare your product to ensure success, which a lot of people don't understand. But, you know, once you kind of learn how to do that, what they do is they actually, you know, reach out to the appropriate buyer directly, you know, find out their information, reach out to them. They know all the, you know, cool tricks and strategies. And when they reach out to them and they get an answer generally quickly, and, you know, it's a higher success rate because they're reaching out to the appropriate buyer. They're getting an answer fast. You know, they don't mind filling out forms if there's interest from the buyer. And they also get feedback from the buyer if, you know, the buyer says no to them and so forth. So generally speaking, all sales professionals go that route. They don't fill out forms and submit products to a random email and so forth. So obviously there's a lot to tell you and explain to you in regards to how to approach these guys, how to find their contact information, all these things. There are definitely tricks and strategies to all that. If you want to learn how to do that, I have a Retail MBA training program. You can go to retailmba.com And I have a full training program explaining to you exactly verbatim what to do, what to say when you're reaching these guys, how to find them, and the whole nine. So if you're interested in that, check out retailma.com. Otherwise, I hope this provided value for you. Now you kind of understand the basics of, you know, working with the Container Store. And, you know, you could still submit your product to them online. There's just many other ways to do it that are even better and more successful and more magical. And obviously, you know, Container Store might not love me saying this to you, but it is kind of the actual truth. And you do not want to send kind of a spam whatever to these buyers. That is not appropriate. There are just very specific ways to reach out to them. So anyways, I hope that provided value for you. This is Karen with Retail MBA, and please be on the lookout for the additional videos that I create. Thanks so much.